Hello, hello, good morning. You are listening to Seal's Entry. I record a podcast on Sundays and Tuesdays, and thank you for staying tuned. So how is everyone's Sunday morning? Do you guys go to church? Are you religious? My family is Christian. I am not a churchgoer. I am a believer. And Sundays, I think, are special. And I always feel like Sundays are supposed to be easygoing. They never are for me because I work a lot of Sundays and it's pretty chaotic. And working at a grocery store, it's a little annoying because no one can buy their alcohol until after 12:30 on Sundays. And so after 12:30, if you arrive at the store, it's normally busier because people know that they can now come in and buy their beer and their wine. And wine is great, but like I am trying to get away from alcohol because I know it's not good for you. Duh. That's why they say moderation. I think the things in the alcohol, in these alcoholic drinks, like the wine made from the grapes, you know, the grapes were good on their own. We didn't need to ferment them, but they taste great. So let's make a wine. Let's make a wine out of it. I wonder if there's a wine that has not that much alcohol content in it where I don't have to feel like I'm really drinking alcohol for real. You know, like a healthy wine with just like a splash of alcohol. Like not enough to even make you tipsy. And get one of them Welch's grape juices. Sparkling cider. I don't like the feeling of having alcohol in my system. I might be the first to ever say that. But I don't like the feeling of alcohol in my system. I don't need it in my system. I feel like I don't like to feel like I drink alcohol the next day, which is why I have a limit. I can actually drink 2 Jack Daniels. You know, the wine coolers? I can drink 2 of those without getting tipsy. They taste great, but I just can't do the alcohol no more. Like, guys, I cannot do the alcohol. I haven't had an alcoholic beverage in, like, at least like a month. Maybe it was 2 months. I don't remember the last time I had a glass of wine, put it that way. I don't know how I got away with that working where I do, but I have. So kudos to me for not succumbing to alcoholism or alcohol dependency or anything of that nature. Yeah. Let's talk about Valentine's Day, guys, because I had a couple of things I wanted to talk about in today's podcast. And I was sitting in my bed watching Azealia Banks on YouTube talk about the entertainment and the rap industry. I think she's great. Azealia gives a very different perspective from, I think, what anyone else would think, because she's very... I think Azealia has not been much in the media, especially not in a way where people are talking negatively about her. I haven't heard much about her. I feel like she just came out of like nowhere with like these very honest opinions and explanations to things that people probably like didn't know how to explain to themselves. I think there's things that she knows that people just... they wouldn't have put it together the way she put it together. It's a very much needed explanation. And I don't really care much about these rappers, artists. I don't really care. I don't follow that many of them because, like, on Instagram and social. Because I genuinely don't care. You know what I think is crazy? How men be simping over these female artists. Like, it's insane. And it's crazy because a lot of them are not that talented and people just, men specifically, go crazy and go cuckoo over these female artists because they think that they're attractive and they're sexy and pretty. and they get completely blinded by like the music and the fact that the music isn't that good, and they listen to them anyways because appearance is everything, you know. Sex sells, pretty sells. It's all a privilege, and people are forgetting to judge the music first, especially these men. And it's quite irritating. It's honestly quite irritating. Like, I'll play a song by some of these rappers or artists, and I'm like, this is not great. This is not good enough for y'all to be like going crazy. But okay, go off. Whatever. Do what you want to do. Because clearly, you know, they found their target audience, and it is desperate simps. And I'm happy they will stay rich, because those men will always exist in this society. Men that just care about appearance only, and if a girl looks good, and as long as that's there, that's the whole package deal, and she'll continue to sell her music to you and waste your money and your time. I probably sound bitter, but whatever. I just notice it. It's something I've noticed. I think it's dumb, and I think it's funny because I don't do that with men. Male rappers. If you're a male rapper, I don't care if you look good. If your music is trash, I will not be playing it. I will not go to your concert. I will not follow you on anything, because I judge talent first. If you're not talented, if you're not musically gifted, if you cannot create a song that moves me, that moves my soul, that speaks to my soul, that I will listen to a decade from now, I don't care about you. I don't know you personally. How good your looks are has nothing to do with what you create and put out there to the world. So, yeah, I'm not shallow. No, you cannot trick me with your pretty eyes and your smile. If your music is trash, it's trash. And we're not going to be blinded by the good looks. I don't understand how that's such a privilege. I don't understand how someone back in the day, and I'm going to sound like an old head, but I don't care. This is still valid. Back in the day, I promise you, artists did not get a pass for being pretty. They had to work. They had to actually make good music. Good music was actually something that people prioritized. Now they don't. And so we have all these songs, and people are hyping up these songs that are not good, because we've forgotten the importance of creativity and talent and real artistic views. Like, we don't know what real art is anymore. People can call themselves an artist and can remain mediocre, and people will just let them. And I'm like, why? Why are you letting people get away with making these mediocre songs and putting out these trash music and all these trash albums? And like, y'all need to like listen to a good song again, listen to a good album again, listen to a good artist again. And it's so sad, because this is my generation. I want to throw up. Because this is my generation. I don't get to have a generation of music that sounds like music. Jesus. Anyways, let's talk about Valentine's Day, because I don't want to keep sounding bitter for the rest of this podcast. But I don't care. I guarantee there's other people that agree with me. There's probably a lot of people who say, like, you know, they don't care about you. They're making their money, yeah, off of you, because you're dumb. Okay. Valentine's Day. So, I'm a terrible person. So, I have a customer that comes in the store all the time, right? Do y'all think there's any such thing as, like, friendly flirting? Because grown men, like to flirt with me because I'm of age. I'm 26 years old. And I'm of age, so men like to flirt with me. And if they're not doing it in a disrespectful manner, like an unflattering manner, I allow it because why not? Now, if they take it a step further and try to like take me out somewhere, I'll say no. But let's talk about this one particular customer. I think I've always found him amusing because he flirts with me in a way that I should have known he was being so for real, but I thought it was a joke. I assumed it was a joke because like, there's no way he's flirting with me and like thinking that it's going to go somewhere because I'm going to be his daughter. So, but these men don't care. I have to remember, these men don't care. Men don't care. If you look good, you look good. If you look good to them, that's all that matters. So like, he'll come in the store, right? He'll flirt with me, like, you know, with the gestures and the facial expressions and the And the first thing he'll say, he'll be like, hey, baby, right? I thought it was a joke. I thought it was like, I was humoring him. And he'll like interlock, not our fingers, not hold hands. So like, you know, like the arm in arm, he'll put his arm in mine, right? And then he'll just be like, he'll ask me about my day or whatever. And like, we'll just have like this conversation. Nothing like, if he was being like overly sexual, like an unflattering, like overly sexual type of thing, I probably would have been like, get off of me, pal. But it was just like a very classy flirt. You know, I wasn't unflattered. And then the fact that he always seemed like to be a little sweaty because he'd be, you know, working, ripping and running, doing DoorDash and stuff. So I just thought it was like refreshing to have like a grown man take interest in my appearance, even if it was a joke, even if it was just like playful, friendly flirting, whatever. I guess maybe that doesn't exist to like some people, but I feel like you can flirt with no intention of taking anything beyond the flirting. You know, it's an art. It doesn't have to be serious. It doesn't have to have an agenda. And I'd be bored, and people are always, you know, stressing me out, pissing me off, being rude, being disrespectful. So this was refreshing, and it was something that I didn't look forward to it. Like, I didn't really, if he came in the store or didn't come in the store, I would be fine. I just thought it was amusing, and it passed the time, and it made my day like just a little less annoying because I got a good laugh. You know, this grown man is actually flirting with me, and it's a routine. It was a routine thing. Like, he'll come in the store, like buy some, like a bottle of water or whatever, and like leave, right? Just, and he always says, like, he always says to me, like, he comes in the store, like, for me. I'll be like, no way. Like, no way. You're too much. Tee-hee-hee-hee-hee. So like, tell me why this man, he comes up to me like a few days before Valentine's Day, right? And he asked me something about like if I want a Valentine's Day gift or whatever. Something like that. I don't think he asked me if I wanted one because apparently he had already bought the gift, right? And so I just like laugh, and then he asked me like if I'm working on Valentine's Day. And I was like, yeah, unfortunately. And I didn't think he was actually going to bring the gift. This man comes to the store on Valentine's Day. It's early in the morning because I had to open the store. He comes to the store with a Valentine's Day gift and tries to give it to me. I'm just like, I didn't know what to say. I don't know if I remember to thank him, but I didn't. I told him that I couldn't accept the gift because I'm not one of those women that will accept gifts if I don't plan on getting pursued or pursuing the man back, because I think that's wrong. I feel like, I don't like when people spend money on me if I know that I'm not interested in them. I think that's wrong. So yeah, I declined the gift. And this man looks so crushed, distraught. He looks like he hates me, will hate me forever. I was a little scared because I didn't know he was bringing the gift in. I didn't know that he had like real feelings for me. Like, I'm just a self-checkout lady. Come on now. Like, why do you have these feelings? And his eyes started to turn red and everything. I felt like an asshole. Because I'm like, there's no way that I'm
about to make you cry here in this store on Valentine's Day because I said I couldn't accept your gift. I didn't know what to say to this man. I was just like, I remember I was apologizing a lot. I was like, I'm sorry, you can find another Valentine, right? Because it was early. I'm like, it's still early. You can go to a bar right now and meet your true love. And you can give her the same gifts that you got for me. I don't think this man knew how to pronounce my name. And I definitely didn't know his name. I definitely did not know his name. So it's like, this is a little crazy. But, yeah. That happened.
I did not feel good about it. And, yeah. Yeah. It just goes to show, like, you never know if people's intentions are, you never know people's true intentions. Because the whole time, like, I remember I would tell my coworkers, I'll be like, I'm like, I don't know if he's joking or not. Because I just didn't know. I genuinely did not know. Because because I've known this man. He's come in the store for a long time and just talked to me. And he never asked for my number. He never asked to. I think one time he said he would take me on vacation, right? He said he would take me out on vacation because I wanted to go on vacation. And he said that he would take me somewhere. I thought he was joking because, like, why would you do that? Why would you do that? But he said he would. But obviously, I wouldn't accept that. If I wouldn't accept a Valentine's Day gift, I would accept a vacation. Then that's crazy. I don't even know him like that. But yeah, he would always put his arm in mine and just like, he would like just say like, he would say like, not really seductive, but he would say things like, I can't really remember like everything, but it's always like, I came here to see you, babe. Or like, I'm gonna go home to you. I'm just like, I thought that was silly because I'm at work. But yeah, I just thought it was cute and funny, and I just thought he'd have a chance. I thought he knew he'd have a chance in hell because I'm too young. Number one, you know, I'm definitely too young. And it's like, I thought it was just funny. I just thought it was funny. But anyways, that happened to me on Valentine's Day. I felt like an asshole. And I also felt scared because, like, some men are kind of crazy. You know, when you reject them, and it, depending on how they feel about you, they'll take it pretty hard. I don't know. I don't know if he's, hope he's not like unhinged or like crazy, because that would be insane and dangerous. And I don't know. I tried to let him down like easy, but I don't know. I was giggling. I hope you didn't think I was giggling, like laughing at him. I was definitely laughing because I was nervous and I was anxious because the situation was just so awkward. It was like an awkward laugh. I was like, and I was in disbelief. I was also laughing because I found it kind of amusing that he did that, because I was like, there's no way you bought me that. And there's no way. I was laughing. I was like, there's no way this is happening to me. But yeah, getting like rejected at your grown age is like probably a lot different than being rejected like in your teenage years. That's a different type of rejection. I don't know exactly how you must have felt, but I just really hope you just got over it so that you know, I'm not now in harm's way. As some men, they take that really seriously. But, like, yeah. Let me know if that ever happened to you guys. Like, have you ever abducted someone and, like, felt like you just crushed them? I'm pretty sure this man probably went in his car and cried, but I hope not. I hope he just, like, bossed up and be like, let me just go do my DoorDash and do my job and live my life. You know? There was something else I was going to tell y'all about. I don't know if it's, like, worth bringing up, but I kind of want to, I want to talk about it. I want to talk about it with, like, intention. So, like, please, can you white people, please, and I'm not trying to sound, first of all, black people can't be racist, because you know why, especially not towards white people. I mean, we can be prejudiced, but I'm not. I just feel like some white folks need to get a freaking grip and stop being so childish and feeling some type of way about a black person asking you to do something at their place of work, because it's just dumb. There's no reason to do this. But this white man really just got on my last little nerve the other day when I was at work working in the self-checkout station. This man literally went out of his way to be a jackass. It was unwarranted. It was no reason. No instigation on my part. So this man is in the self-checkout. He's like almost done scanning his items. The self-checkouts now have little guns that you can use to scan larger items. So this gun was sitting on the side of the register. You know, like that little platform on the side of the register where you can like place items. He had it sitting there. It was sitting there for like a little while. And I was getting kind of annoyed because it wasn't being charged. So I look at the gun and I look at him and I ask him, so are you done using that? He said, yeah. And I say, can you put it back for me, please? And then he goes, I'll think about it. Followed by, you get paid to do that. I don't. I said, excuse me. He ignores me, finishes up his transaction, pays, does not put the gun back before he walks away from the register, leaves it sitting there just to be an asshole, just to be petty, then turns back around and yells, if you had said anything, I would put it back. Then turns around and proceeds to walk out the door. My response was nothing but laughter because I was so confused. You ever been disrespected and you didn't know why? I had to just chalk it up to racist, racially motivated. Because, and I just know why people do not like to be told what to do. I really think it's because I'm a black woman and I was telling a white man to do something. I wanted to see what he would say if I was white, because that was dumb. That was just dumb. There's no reason. There was no other reason for that other than he had to have been a racist prick and was stuck in slave days where black people work so hard and receive very little. It had to have been like his mentality that was just stuck in like the old times where black people were treated like shit. Because that was very ridiculous. And it was just unnecessary. Because he really just could have put that shit back. And I said, please. somehow saying the words like for me, meaning like you're doing my job. Like, that's not what that means. It's kind of like funny to me because self-checkout is really like, this is, you're basically doing your own. You're doing your own job. Like, you're working for free, which is kind of dumb. The whole concept of self-checkout is stupid to me. I don't think people should have to be doing that shit. We shouldn't have those machines. It don't make any sense. And all it does is leave more room for people to steal and to make everyone else's job harder, because we have to pay attention to what they're scanning. And they get frustrated with me when I tell them that something didn't pick up or it didn't scan, or and they'd be thinking I'm trying to accuse them of stealing, when all I'm trying to do is like figure out what registered and what didn't register. And I just think it's so freaking, I hate it, the whole thing. Anyways, I don't want to go on a rant about like a self-checkout machine, but it's really just about this dumbass white man. And I just really hope that his day got worse after he left the store. I hope his day got 10 times worse when he left the store. And I hope that his life continues to suck. Because your life must suck for you to do some stupid shit like that. And I'm just going to leave it at that. Because that was some stupid shit. And I did think it was racially motivated. Because it had to have been. Because what other reason would you have to be that big of a jackass? None. But yeah. I hope he trips down something. Or like, I hope he swallows a bug, like a fly. Something calm. But like, you know, something still uncomfortable in your throat. I hope his team loses. I hope his team lost the Super Bowl. I hope that a bird poops on his forehead or somewhere on his scalp. I hope that his toast burns. I hope that his shower takes a long time to get warm. I hope he wakes up with bags under his eyes. I hope that it rains as soon as he opens his car door to go inside his home. I hope his dog pees on his carpet or near his plants. This is assuming that he has a dog. I hope his cat leaves tracks of cat litter all over the floor. I hope his clothes get wrinkled in the dryer, which is like, I don't think that's something that could really. I hope they shrink. There we go. I hope his clothes shrink in the dryer. And that he didn't read the tag properly, and that he mishandled the fabric or the clothing material so that it just came out like ruined. I hope that he put reds in with his whites, and I hope his whites are now pink. I hope his bacon burns when he makes his breakfast. I hope his coffee doesn't come out the way he wants it. I hope they get his coffee wrong at Starbucks, if he goes to Starbucks or like Dunkin' or whatever. I hope, like, you know, I just hope he has a terrible time. I just really wish him a terrible time. Anyways, is it? You want to be childish, you know. You deserve to have a terrible time. But anyways, I still hope you guys have a great Sunday. And I wish you way more positive things than I wish that white man. Like, for sure. And I'm going to end the podcast on this note. I thank you guys so much for tuning in, for listening this long. I will be recording my podcast on Sundays and Tuesdays. And please continue to stay tuned for more shenanigans. Bye.